Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on a gray and potentially snowy Saturday afternoon and even Sunday on the Colorado Front Range. But no worry about the weather. We've got plenty of warm music for a cold day here for you on the Magic Carpet Ride. If you'd like to get in touch, you can do so via phone, 303-442-4242, or email via feedback at terrasonic.net. This is Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU.
sreće vara vine vara treće šinan kući ne petreće vara vine vara treće šinan kući. Doar voi mea, mai rămas.
quarter past the hour here at listener-supported KGNU. You're listening to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. Cloudy flying weather today, but we are not grounded by any sense of the imagination. Traveled on Divan Airlines for that last track, a remix of Bomba Estéreo's Fuego, courtesy of DJ Penko. And that comes from Divan Airlines Tour du Monde in 80 Beats, a compilation put together by DJ Click out of Paris. Before that, from Romania, Tarif de Haiduks, the great Balkan gypsy band. Their latest is called Of Lovers, Gamblers, and Parachute Skirts, and it's a good one. We listened to a track from it, aptly titled for a day such as this, Cold Snowball. And we began the set with music from Lebanon's Karima Nait, an unreleased track titled Hana. In the background right now, it is the Cootie Mangoes from an album called Afro Fire. This is a song called Something Yellow. Now, this program is presented by the KGNU Listener and by Swallow Hill Music, presenting a range of concerts, including Jorma Kalkanen on February 22nd, and the Subdudes on March 13th. Tickets and information at swallowhillmusic.org. We're going to the Caribbean after this, and then from there, who knows where. This is Terrasonic on KGNU.
Siento mi cuerpo viejo. hay mucho calor en la sabana. Yo le pido a la nena una cerveza. Yo soy el vagabundo de la tierra. Bebo mucho de ron con la melaza. Yeah.
soñara sudugum
Halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. It's called Terrasonic, and it comes your way every Saturday, noon to one here on listener-powered KGNU. My name is Joel Davis, your guide this and most every week, though I will be out next week, and you can enjoy Nat bringing you, sitting in, and taking you around the world. I'm sure it'll be a great show. Just heard music from the Abibio Sound Machine, a London-Ethiopian connection going on there. A track called The Talking Fish. It's from their self-titled CD that came out last year on Soundway Records. Before that, going back a few years to a band called Palo, P-A-L-O. The album is This is Afro-Cuban Funk. We heard Camina con los Codos. Before that, from Haiti, it was Henri Guédon from the classic 1974 LP Cosmozouk Percussion and a song called La Caña de Azúcar. In the background right now, it's Organic Grooves, a track called Sudukung from an album called Dafro Disco. This is the Gari Mix. Still got a lot of music ahead in the show today. If you'd like to get in touch, it's 303-442-4242 via phone or anytime via email, feedback@terrasonic.net. We're going to keep this disco groove going. We're going to take it to Bombay next on Terrasonic on KGNU. coming up on 10 minutes before the top of the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music, coming your way via listener-powered KGNU community radio for the Front Range and beyond. Snow starting to fall steadily outside the KGNU weather window, expecting anywhere from, I don't know, 7 to 16 inches. The weather people giving themselves a lot of latitude with this one, but err on the side of caution. Keep it safe, keep it warm, keep it tuned to KGNU. We just listened to the music of Dengue Fever from their latest release, The Deepest Lake. Really a beautiful album, and a track from it called Golden Flute. They're coming to Denver to the Larimer Lounge, a show that KGNU is presenting on April 9th. I have a feeling that's going to be a good one. Before Dengue Fever, we heard a release that I've been looking forward to for quite a while. Luzmila Carpio, a Bolivian singer, a great voice, a very interesting and unique voice for sure. Now remixed by several artists on the ZZK label out of Buenos Aires, Argentina. We heard Tarpuricusam Sarata, the Captain Planet remix from Luzmila Carpio meets ZZK. That'll be out this Tuesday. And before that, it was Asha Bosle from Bombay Disco 2, Jab Chaye, the track. In the background right now, it's the Paradise Bangkok Molam International Band from 21st Century Molam on the Zudrang Ma Records label. Still about 10 minutes to go in the show. We'll get as much in as we can. Then it's headlines from the BBC, followed by Reggae Bloodlines this week with J-Dub and perhaps Joss Sonic. I haven't seen him roll in yet, but J-Dub is here for sure, so stick around for that. We'll come back to say goodbye at the top of the hour. This is Terrasonic. Yeah, Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU. You've been listening to Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU Community Radio. Coming up towards the top of the hour and the end of this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. In that last set, we heard from... Well, we just heard a track called Anana Heap from Dolores Vargas from Gypsy Rumba, the original rhythm of Gypsy Rumba in Spain, 1965 to 74. And in the background right now, it's Brownout. Brownout presents Brown Sabbath is the name of the album. Planet Caravan featuring David Jimenez is the name of the song. And Brown Sabbath will be playing at the High Dive this Tuesday night in Denver on the 24th. Coming up at the top of the hour tonight, today, right now, we've got headlines from the BBC followed by Reggae Bloodlines with J-Dub, maybe Joss Sonic. 3 hours of great reggae on a snowy afternoon, followed by 2 hours of the best in African music on African Roots from 4 to 6 and at 6 o'clock, a full hour of news from the BBC in London. Keep it tuned. KGNU for all of your music and information needs. You can find the playlist for today's show, a podcast, a stream, a downloadable MP3 file at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. You'll find an archive of the show at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Terrasonic Radio. This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Brock Media's Boulder Magazine, providing local news, people profiles, info on arts, events, sports, and dining. The new winter-spring issue offers a handy snow sports guide and is available now all over the Boulder area. For 37 years, Boulder Magazine has been serving Boulder County. It's all online at getboulder.com. This is 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, KGNU, Boulder, Denver. We have a translator at K229AC at 93.7 MHz in Nederland, Colorado. And you can hear us around the world on the web at kgnu.org. Thanks for listening. This has been Terrasonic. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me, and we'll see you next time on the Magic Carpet Ride on KGNU.
BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. A prisoner exchange has been taking place in eastern Ukraine between pro-Russian rebels and the Ukrainian army. Spokesman for both sides said 139 Ukrainian soldiers and 52 rebel fighters had been swapped. David Stern reports from Kiev.
The prisoner swap was the first step to be successfully carried out under the terms of the Minsk peace deal. However, the agreement called for a full prisoner exchange. Each side reportedly still holds a number of the other side's fighters, although it's unclear how many people are still in captivity. Nonetheless, this was the first positive news to come out of eastern Ukraine after a planned ceasefire failed to take hold and a withdrawal of heavy artillery was delayed. Shelling continues in the Donetsk region, though at a lower level than before.
The Greek Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras, has described a deal with the Eurozone to extend international loans to Greece as an important negotiating success. He's been meeting government ministers in Athens to discuss a list of reform proposals that have to be submitted to Eurozone countries by Monday for them to approve. Mark Lowen reports from Athens.
The deal reached extends Greece's loan for 4 months. The government has agreed not to take unilateral actions that could threaten stability, and it will accept supervision from its creditors, which it had fought against. But Athens does get a say in what measures it will take, and might be allowed to spend a little to help the poorest. But there are already grumbles from supporters that Mr. Tsipras was elected on promises to reverse austerity and end the bailout, and is now rowing back too far. The hard left of his party may rebel, but the Prime Minister may gain the support of centrists instead, who believe he's taken a pragmatic path to keep Greece in the euro.
The Nigerian army says it's recaptured the northeastern town of Baga, where hundreds of people were killed last month in one of the deadliest attacks by Boko Haram. The Islamist group is under increasing pressure as soldiers from neighbouring Chad are now fighting them deep inside Nigerian territory. Will Ross reports from Nigeria.
Nigeria's military says many Boko Haram fighters were killed during a fierce battle to retake Baga. A statement says a large number of jihadist fighters drowned in Lake Chad as they were fleeing aerial bombardment. It's not been possible to independently verify exactly what happened, but other sources confirm that Baga is no longer under the control of the insurgents. Last month, Baga was the scene of one of the worst attacks in northeast Nigeria for years. The military fled as the jihadists invaded and several hundred civilians were killed.
Boko Haram have attacked an island on Lake Chad that's part of Niger. More than 20 people are said to have been killed. The jihadists staged their first major assault on Niger earlier this month. The French foreign minister is visiting the countries affected by the insurgency. You're listening to the World News from the BBC. Demonstrations have taken place in three Turkish cities to protest against physical violence and abuse suffered by women. Among those protesting in Istanbul were a group of men wearing miniskirts. The rallies were the latest protests triggered by the murder of a 20-year-old woman, Ezgi Can Aslan, who was stabbed on a minibus in southern Turkey last week after reportedly resisting a rape attempt. Another student has died of injuries sustained in a Taliban attack on a school in Peshawar in Pakistan in December. He'd been in a critical condition since he was shot. The news came as a student seriously wounded in the same attack in Peshawar was to undergo an 8-hour operation in the English city of Birmingham. Our South Asia editor Charles Haviland has more.
The boy whose death has been announced is Ishak Amin. The final year student was shot in the head and face during the assault on the Army Public School in mid-December and never recovered. More than 150 people have now died, most of them students, but also teachers who tried to save them. At the same time, there is a hope of recovery for another victim, 14-year-old Ahmed Nawaz. He's been undergoing a major operation on his badly injured arm at a specialist hospital in Birmingham after the Pakistan government flew him to Britain for treatment. His own brother died in the assault.
A Canadian businessman who had been imprisoned on bribery charges in Cuba has been released. Sai Tokmakjian was detained by the Cuban authorities in 2011 as part of an anti-corruption operation. His lawyer said the businessman had arrived in Canada. Mr. Tokmakjian had always denied the charges. Dismayed cricket fans in Pakistan have reacted in an unusual way to their team's crushing defeat to the West Indies in the Cricket World Cup. Taking to the streets in the central city of Multan, some of them smashed up their television sets and beat the devices with sticks, while others held a mock funeral for Pakistani cricket. And that is the BBC News.